And butters, so I'm sure TTC get there 9 o'clock in the morning. The other thing, what the listeners has to know,
man, you are doing this program and you are keeping that written material in your front. You must have given it to me. You don't need it.
But
you don't need it.
But what we are doing, we have make a Facebook page, South Asian Recruitment Symposium. This page will give you information, will start giving the information, and I think in about 2 weeks time we will request the people to start listing their names, registering themselves, so that we have an idea how many people we do expect. So please ask the listeners to look at that Facebook page, South Asian Recruitment Symposium, 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's better if we register, so we will have an idea to do.
What's the date? And what's
21st September, Saturday.
Badi dur hai, July hai, phir August aayega.
Haan, but people
September
have to.
Aayega.
Yeah, but people will have to get started in their minds.
What if you get overwhelming response?
There's no such thing overwhelming, because the building is so big, and there are 15 agencies. They will bring their all crews. Like, it's not me. OP people, their own people. RCMP bring their own people. TPS is bringing their own people. So there's no such thing as that. It's on that day, people have the first ever chance to go meet every department and see where they want to apply. This is one of a kind, trust me. It never happened. I was talking to the Sergeant Williams at the OPP, and she said she's helping me in this, and she said, Harun, I can't imagine how did you organize it. Because I said, I'm lucky. I call everybody, and they said, Harun Khan, we are with you. Oh, RCMP said, we are with you. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised when I got a call from the Deputy Chief of Niagara and Sudbury. I never even approached them. They said, we want to be a part of your... So it's a great, it will be a great if people will come. If nobody will come, then I'll be looking at the empty walls.
Well, then you're going to have to apply.
You'll have to apply.
मैं हारून भाई यहाँ पे हमारे साथ हैं, एंड देर इज़ अ गुड अपॉर्चुनिटी. मैनी पीपल आर आस्किंग दैट व्हेन इज़ दिस इवेंट, क्या ज़रूरियात हैं, और इनकी एक फेसबुक जो बनने जा रही है वो हम आपको बताते चले जाएंगे. 21 सितंबर इज़ द डेट. 15 एजेंसीज आर कमिंग देयर, और लार्जेस्ट रिक्रूटमेंट का ये इवेंट होगा साउथ एशियंस के लिए. 659 लेक शोर बुलेवार्ड पे, और आपने आना है. हरुण भाई का नंबर देने की तो मुझे ज़रूरत नहीं है, हम आपको फेसबुक का एड्रेस देते हैं. हाउ कैन पीपल कॉन्टेक्ट यू नाउ?
यू कैन गिव देम माई फोन नंबर. आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम, बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट टू डू दिस एंड आई एम ओपन टू द पब्लिक.
और टेक्स्ट करने आप?
टेक्स्ट करने, दैट इज मच बेटर. और ईमेल ले लें, harun@rogers.com.
rogers से आपका क्या ताल्लुक है?
भी कभी ऐसे जब वो निकला था तो उस पर एड्रेस बन गया था. अब चल रहे हैं, जमाने से चल रहे हैं, harun@rogers.com. द बेस्ट थिंग इज इफ दे कैन रियली ईमेल मी, आई विल आंसर ऑल देयर क्वेश्चंस. आई वुड लाइक कम्युनिटी जॉइन हैंड्स विद मी, ऑफ कोर्स विद द टीपीएस एंड एवरीबॉडी, एंड ट्राई टू गेट द बेनिफिट आउट ऑफ दिस. This is the best opportunity for South Asians, all ages, and as Sipudin said, all kinds of jobs will be available. Who knows who can get one?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You are such a wonderful person.
Thank you. So
and
are you.
You are holding such a great position. What keeps you down to earth? What keeps you so humble? What keeps you such a great person that you never said, no, I am busy and I don't want to go there. On our request, you always come. You always stay connected with the people. What do you do? Is it your training or is it the police services?
Well, they never trained me for that, but I just like to help people. I mean, that's part of the reason why I became a police officer in the first place. Police officers and all the people who work in public service want to help people, want to make
but
the community
so
a better
police
place.
Police officers are like that.
Well, everybody's some
most of just that. I mean, no, I deal with everybody. Most of them, they are very helpful.
Anybody can have a bad day, but it doesn't mean they're not helpful in general.
नहीं, पुलिस ऑफिसर ऑलवेज हेल्प तो करते होते हैं, बिल्कुल हेल्प करते होते हैं.
Now, somebody, one of your listeners asked about minimum requirements to be a police officer. So for our service, the minimum is you have to be at least 18 years old. Now, you have to at least have a high school education. You have to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident. And you have to be a good moral character and habits, and no criminal record that you haven't had a pardon for. You have to have a clean driving record. Your vision has to be I don't know what the numbers are, but it has to be at a certain level. It can be corrected, but there's ways that it has to be done in ways that are not acceptable. And you also have to be able to pass all the testing, whether the physical testing, the interview stage, the psychological testing. Once you get through all of that, and if you're successful, then an offer of employment can be made to you. But it very much helps if you have things like post-secondary education, college or university or better, if you have some life or job experience, if you speak a second or third language, if you represent the face of the city, if you're female, if you're from a various number of groups who are underrepresented in the service, we hire everybody who meets the criteria. It, like I said, it's a great opportunity.
Height and weight don't make any difference.
No, there used to be way back when I started, you used to have to be 5'8" and minimum 160 pounds, and I used to be skinny, so I was just on the borderline. It was tough for me.
He had them change a lot.
Yeah. So, but now there's no more height and weight restriction, so your height just has to be proportional to your weight. So if you're not very tall, you can't weigh very much. If you're very tall, you can weigh more, but it has to be proportional, per capita.
I have seen some police officers. I know the recruitment, at the time of the recruitment, their tests are, physical tests are very tough. And I have seen police officers with the big bellies, but what kept you so fit?
I make sure I eat well, I get enough sleep, I try to eat as much fresh stuff as I can, I try to exercise as much as I can, I go biking, I've done I've done one of the rides where they close the Gardner and the Lakeshore and the Don Valley Parkway, 75 kilometers in 3.5 hours, but if you stay fit, you can do all sorts of things.
Bobby, can I just say something? Mm-hmm. The Muslim ladies, Muslim girls with hijab, they are more than welcome.
Yes, of
TPS
course.
TPS is especially looking for hijab females. Unfortunately, there are not too many who has applied yet. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure the people who are wearing hijab, they mm-hmm. will be more than welcome to apply. If they get the job or not, that's different. Mm-hmm. But they have changed their uniform and they let the females use the hijab.
Yeah, of course. And we need more women on the job, because 51% of the population is female, but women are underrepresented on the police service just because we don't get enough applicants. So I encourage people from all walks of life, male or female, to come and apply, because the opportunities are there and we will hire you.
Inspector Richard Haggis is with us. आपने इस इवेंट को ज्वाइन करना, दैट इज 21st of September, हरून खान, haroon@rogers.com पे आप अपना कॉन्टेक्ट कर सकते हैं उनसे. यू आर रिटायरिंग इन सम टाइम. इफ यू गेट अ सेकेंड चांस इन योर लाइफ, विल यू बी अ पुलिस ऑफिसर?
आई वुड डू इट ऑल ओवर अगेन.
श्योर?
एवरी डे हैज बीन अ गुड डे. इवन द क्रैपी डेज are still good days, because I'm here to talk about it, because some people aren't having a day at all. So I'm grateful for my time, I'm grateful for the opportunity to have been able to help.
It's
and work.
Because you're positive?
That goes a long way too, right? You can't let every little thing get you down. Everybody's got setbacks in life, you have to overcome them, and they're usually
what
not.
What is the strangest thing happened to you?
I know you can write
a book.
I would keep you here for hours if I told you all the strange things.
That is a strange question. Do you mind if I ask that?
No.
Somebody ask a question. It's a very strange question.
Why don't we save that question for the next time I'm on, and then I'll make you a list of things.
Oh, great! You are there. You are.
Can I ask you one too?
Of course.
Somebody asked this question. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
He has kids. इनकी बेटी भी है और आजकल ये वायलिन बजाना सीख
रहे हैं. So my son just got called to the bar, so he's a lawyer now.
MashaAllah, your son is a lawyer.
Yeah, so he's at one of our regional offices. He's a crown attorney, and my daughter works in the computer field, and she's also an author. So she's just trying to get published, but you know.
And his wife holds a very strong position.
In the police department?
No, above him.
No, she was a crown attorney for
many years.
She was
a crown attorney.
Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Allah ne sahi
bakhsha. All in the family.
All that says is that we spent a lot of time with our children, and we taught them, and we read to them every night, and we gave them our love, and we gave them our attention, and we taught them right from wrong, and taught them how to make good decisions for themselves. It doesn't come automatically.
Right? Very strange question. Mm. Doctors' children, they become doctors. Engineers, they become engineers. Why your children are not in the police? They are in a total different department.
Well, don't think I haven't tried. But it didn't interest them. They have to take their own path, right? They have to. They're adults now. They have to choose what makes them happy and what they're interested in. I'm not disappointed in anything they've done. I'm very proud of them because they have stood on their own two feet, and they're going to do well in the rest of their lives. So.
Richard Haggardus, Inspector Police, he's retiring. Superintendent?
Yes.
Well, I'm an inspector. I'm acting superintendent at the moment.
Inspector.
Inspector is right. That's my permanent rank.
No, so. But for now you are
temporarily.
Yeah,
Superintendent.
He's trying to be a little bit low profile. He's promoted to acting superintendent. So basically, we call him a superintendent. But he's at a higher level than inspector.
That's just because of the job I'm doing at the moment.
He's a superintendent.
Magar, you know what I am impressed is ki Allah Taala ne itna humble banaya, itna humble. This is all what I'm learning. This is all what I'm learning from him. A wonderful man, a wonderful person. And I think credit goes to, I understand it's family, but I think credit goes to mothers. These are few things jo hum bolte hain apne bachchon ki nature mein. What a humble person. Aur bhi Harun bhai ne bataya ki superintendent hai, apni us position ke upar kaam kar rahe hain, Richard Haggardus. Any regrets, any decision?
There's always little ones, but nothing that I went, oh, I should have done that. I mean, you know, there are sometimes you have to make choices, and you know, you choose. Is what's more important, the work or the family? And you know, I've always chosen the family to come first, even though I have, you know, a job to do. As much time as you can spend with your family, I try not to miss anything.
Can I ask you a very strange, stupid, and a bad question?
Well, you can ask. I might not answer.
I think this is you. Honest to God, I mean it, and I'm a very vocal person. If I like somebody, I like somebody. I like human being. I love the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I learned that how a mother raised this young man, a child, to become that kind of young man. That's what that inspires me. And then I look at how this kind of person be influential for his kids. And I am very vocal. Honest to God, I have utmost respect for you. I want to be, jaise Maji Jamal kehte hain, I want to be Arfa. So I say I want to be Richard Haggardus. I think this is your department and this is the position that sometimes you don't believe naive people. I go back 12 and a half years ago when my husband passed. And this was the first time after 4 months I came out of my home. It was only because my cousin, he called me, Arifa, come out, I want to buy something for you. And I was going to Costco. And I sat in my car. I had my little son, 5.5 months son, with me. So he was at the back seat. So I sat at the front. And this was 4 months or 5 months later, first time I came out. And then I saw a police officer. I was entering on the highway and there was a police car standing there. So he stopped me. My son was in a child seat. I was in the front seat. I had belt. My son was in the child seat, but probably he did not have the seat belt. So I said to police officer, I don't have any bad experience. Police is the great people. So I told him that, you know, this is the first time I came out, and I'm sorry, I forgot to put the seat belt on my son. And he said, I told him that this is the first time, and I don't know what I said, and he didn't believe me. He asked my son, he said, yeah, my father died. And he said, we don't believe you. And I said, that's okay. He gave me a ticket anyways. And he was right. Police officer was right.
Yeah, but
this is my experience, that sometime the people are in genuine state of mind where they are lost and they do something unintentionally. I cannot justify myself, but I even today can never forget that face, that police officer, that car. So do you ever realize in your life you have done something what might be wrong?
Of course, I think we all have, but I just want to say the police officer treated you poorly, and I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry
right.
for that.
He was right, because my son was not with the bag.
He may have been right about the ticket, but he didn't treat you well. Right? There's a difference, right? So we still have to be kind to people, whether they've done something right or wrong. You know, I can think of my time as a detective, and you know, we'd be, you know, processing someone and charging that person with numerous offenses, and I'm typing out the paperwork to recommend that they not get out of jail. But at the same time, I make sure they've had a cup of coffee and a bite to eat and a phone call, and they can call their mother and get a sweater because it might be a little cold in the cells. And as we walk them downstairs, then they're going to be locked up and go to court. I've heard so many times, thank you, officer, you've been very fair with me. And that's what's important, just to treat people fairly. And we've all had bad days where maybe we yelled at somebody where we shouldn't, or we snapped at someone, or we said the wrong thing, or we insulted someone, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And we need to always be mindful of other people's feelings and the impact that we have, because people remember that. They remember that for years. You remember 12 years later, you remember everything the officer said. And you didn't mind getting the ticket being wrong, but you minded the way the officer treated you. And we have to be mindful that we need to treat people like people and treat them well.
Very well.
But I justified it in this way, that of course police officers, they come across many people, and they sometimes they think everybody is just trying to protect themselves. And
yeah,
I
but
just
there are all
the
kinds of people. I heard today on the radio that there was a priest going over 150 kilometers. It's on the radio. And he was stopped by a police officer, and the priest said to him that I am going for a funeral. I did not realize I'm driving so fast. So the police officers gave him a much smaller ticket.
Yeah.
They said he could have, I don't know what the penalties, they could have penalized.
They impounded the car.
They impounded the car. They could have kept his license, but he said the police officers taken a decision to punish him, but not to punish him. So to me, it's a personal decision at that time of
but
the Arun office.
But living 27 years in Canada, I think our police is the best.
We are the best.
It's only, and I always say even before, that you know what, don't lie to the police officer. Just tell him the truth, and just police officer is doing his duty, and they are here to protect us. Richard Haggis is here with us, our superintendent, mashallah, and I am here to learn from. मतलब मैं कभी-कभी सोचती हूँ हम तो इस काम की रफ्तार से चलते हैं देखिए कितने सुकून से बात करते हैं.
He's very
My
calm.
God,
he sits
calm.
In the meeting. We'll have a meeting with him tomorrow, next week. Is
your wife must be very happy with you?
About what?
You are such a humble, kind person.
I hope so.
She must be very, kya keh sakte hain, blessed person on the face of earth.
Well, I'm the one who's blessed. Right?
But she's a wonderful person as well. His wife.
Pehla, jo apni biwi ke liye keh raha hai, I am blessed. Majid Jawal se poochho na. Every man says something bad about the wife.
Except him.
Except him.
Well, I guess I lucked out then.
No, you don't understand. That's what his wife said to answer this way in this question.
she didn't know I was coming.
She said, no, but you are coming here. Way. If they ask you this, so please answer this.
No, no, Madhu bhai, he's trained with this forever. She didn't know he's coming here, but this is how he's trained. Because they're trained, the police officer's training. They spend so much time. Of course, they go through all this. Mm-hmm. But when they train, honest to God, they make them a very different person.
And the training is ongoing. Like every year I go for in-service training and there's courses. And I've gotten my university degree through the police service. And there's always something, whether it be online or in person. We have our own college in the area of Lakeshore and the QEW. We do so much in-service training. And we have a recruit class who's going in very shortly. And they'll be spending a number of weeks there before they go to the Ontario Police College. And the training is constant. So even though I've been around for a while, I was still at our in-service training course, and I still did all the training like everybody else, because it's important. It's important that we stay up to date and that we know the latest things, whether it be law or whether dealing with people with mental illness or whether it be dealing with other people in crisis. It's important. It's part of my job.
With your body and everything else, now I'm looking at you and I've met you so many different times. Never thought of playing hockey?
I've never been very good. I used to play hockey when I was young, but I've never been a professional quality by any stretch, so it was always just for fun.
Okay. One question, you talk about the mental problems and depressions. Police job is not an easy job.
No, it can
it's
be very stressful.
Very difficult job. What do you get some kind of help for that kind of, like you come across criminals or there are certain things which give depression to the people and they can inflict, क्या लफ्ज़ इस्तेमाल करेंगे, inflict themselves, अपने आप को जो नुकसान पहुंचा सकते हैं, अंग्रेजी पता नहीं इसको समझ आई है कि नहीं आई है.
Yeah. So they can hurt
they can harm themselves as well. Mm-hmm. So do you think in the police department, do you get that kind of help for the...
So in the Toronto Police Service, we have 3 full-time psychologists who are available to us. We have an employee and family assistance program. If people have, you know, challenges in their life or crises, they can reach out for help. Our supervisors are trained to try to identify people who may be experiencing things but not asking for help. There are lots of supports available, and they're all free. We have a number of positions that are considered high risk, so those officers have to go and meet with our psychologists on a regular basis just to make sure that they're not being affected. You know, people who are investigating things like child pornography or people who are working in the emergency task force or the homicide squad, they're mandated, they have to go and meet with the psychologist on a regular basis just to make sure that they're doing okay and that their mental health is okay, because we can't serve the public if we're suffering ourselves. So, you know, and there are lots of people out in the public who experience mental health problems, and we have a program called the Mobile Crisis Intervention Teams in all the divisions. So a police officer works full-time with a nurse from the hospital and working to do prevention in the psychological realm, and they are connected with all the hospitals and as well as our other police officers who also do the same thing, but it's not their full-time job. So
this segment is sponsored by AR International. अगर आपने रकम पाकिस्तान भिजवानी है तो AR International आज डॉलर का रेट 122.05 122.05 आज का रेट दे रहे हैं AR International 124 डंडा स्ट्रीट के ऊपर 125 डंडा स्ट्रीट ये एक east of highway 10 pe aapko milta hai AR International 905-949-0702 AR International ka number hai 905-949-0702
Superintendent.
Just
call me Richard, please.
Honest to God, it's so good that you are here again, once again, that he never forgot newcomers. There, he never forgot those these officers along with Harun Khan. They I have arranged a program which is on 21st of September, 21 September ko ye program hai, aur recruitment ka, jisme behtareen 15 agencies jo hamari government ki agencies hai,
security agencies, police, navy, army, military, OPP, only security agencies, not IBM or Apple. Just the security
like agencies,
yes, yeah, 15 of them
agencies jo hain wo aa rahi hain. Aur aap kaise police ko, army ko, air force ko join kar sakte hain, aap Harun bhai ke sath raabte mein, harun@rogers.com. aur ek baat main ye kehti hu ki whenever you feel we have to work hard or we have to take a step, aur ho sakta hai ki kismat devi aap hi ke darwaze ke upar khadi ho, aur you can join this department, arun@rogers.com pe aap aaiye, aap aake join kijiyega.
And you mentioned about newcomers. So many people are newcomers, whether they're newcomers today or before. My mother was a newcomer. She came here as she was just out of her teens and came here with nothing and a suitcase in her hand, and she was a single mother to me and my younger sister, right? So she struggled a lot, just like, you know, a lot of other newcomers. They're coming to make a better life for their families, and it's hard work, but so much is achievable as long as you try.
So he has one blood sister and I am the other one. I love you. You are the best superintendent, and Richard Haggardus mere saath hain. Harun bhai se aap raabta kijiye. Will you be there on 21st of September?
I will come down, and even though I won't be working anymore, I will make every effort
will,
to be
he
there.
He will be one of the hosts there, let me tell you that. People can meet him, people can take his autograph, people take his pictures with him. They want to do his, because he has to be there. I cannot run a show or program without him.
I would be glad
regardless
to be there.
If he's retired or not retired, that's different. He has his book for that day, he will be there.
Anything else what you want to share?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me and Harun to talk about this event. It's very important. But I also want to thank you for being such a good friend, and you're so kind.
You're such a wonderful person. I am so happy that you're talking to my brothers and sisters out there. And you must have seen how he speaks. What a soft voice. Maine kaha na, when we make somebody as our role model, we see how the person sits, how the person talks, how the person reacts. And this is what I'm learning from him. What a humble person. Allah Ta'ala har ek ko izzat chhorat deta hai, magar uske saath agar Allah Ta'ala ye humbleness de deta hai, to kya hi baat hai, kya hi baat hai. Superintendent Richard Agres hamare saath hain. He's been retiring in
a month and a half,
and then you are going to Collingwood.
Yes, I am, but there's I still have some work to do. I'm sure I'll be back a few times, because I don't think I'll be able to finish it all in the next 6 weeks. But then there's a big world out there, and so many people need assistance, you know, through so many volunteer opportunities. I'm sure I'll find a lot to keep me busy on top of the things for
don't
me
you
personally.
Want to get into the politics?
No, that's not for me.
That's for Harun.
We leave that for Harun. Harun will also not do that.
No.
I know that.
I'm so lucky. People ask me, why don't you go for federal election? I say, why do I do that? I can call him. I can even call the deputy chief, not the chief, but I can call the deputy chief. I can call any parliament member if the community has a problem. Why would I go and get and after every 4 years I go knock the door again? I want to be no not my cup of tea.
You're delivering things for the community, and that's what you're doing. You have
you
those
got to do
officers like him, well, and
you know,
others.
I'm so thankful, Bhavi. Honest to God, from the bottom of my heart, I'm so thankful to this country. As he said, his mother came with one suitcase. I came here one suitcase. When I came here, I had no idea where am I.
Harun bhai when came, he must have come with one suitcase, but these were the four friends who came from Germany to here.
Yes.
Unme se ek dost Dr. Naveed, jo mashallah is doing so good in the hospital Peel Memorial mein, mashallah hamara jo emergency side hai usko lead karte rahe hain Dr. Naveed. Unke abu bhi inhi ke saath aaye the.
Wo mere saath aaye the, and Naveed, I am so proud of him. He is the highest level of doctor, mashallah, in the Pakistani community. He is the vice president of William Osler Hospital. Again, this guy is very cool. I mean, he's so big.
You know,
but he's so cool.
I told his story to my son 110 times.
Yes.
I said, once Dr. Naveed told me, I made a beautiful drawing and I went to my father, and I still remember my father was lying on the bed, and I showed him, look at what a beautiful drawing. He said, my father was lying, and he said, okay, so, and he said, I want to become an artist. And he said, I can never forget that day. My father, the way he was lying on the bed, he got up, he sat on the bed, looked at me, he said, I don't want to hear this word ever again. I want to see you as a doctor. And he said, that day and today, and then I started studying, and then I became a doctor. This is Dr. Naveed's story. Is that right, Majid?
Yes, 100%.
He shared it with us.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Harun Bhai,
I'm saying that I'm so grateful. I spent 48 years in Canada, and I still think every moment that I came with a suitcase. My father died when I was very, very young. I had single mother. She brought us up. I went to Karachi University, but when I came here, I had no idea where I'm going. But today, when I have, and he knows he doesn't like me because I host so many big parties, he always make a joke of me. But if I have 10, 12 consular generals, diplomats, like ambassador at my home party, honest to God, I thank God, I don't have words. When I have chiefs, the last time when Chief Bill Blair became the chief, I had a party in his honor. I had every single chief of GPA.
Bill Blair got into the politics. Superintendent Richard Harris.
No, this is not his cup. No, it's not his cup. Cup of tea. What's his name? Before Bill,
Julian Fantino.
Mr. Fantino, he went into the politics. But not his cup of tea. No. He wants to enjoy life.
It doesn't appeal.
You are learning violin these days. Yes. What song are you playing?
So I played in my first recital, and I was the tallest person in the age 4 to 12 category, because all the students are young. So I played the Tennessee Waltz in the recital, and I thought it went pretty well.
4 से लेकर 14 साल के बच्चों की क्लास में आजकल वायलिन सीख रहे हैं और रिटायरमेंट के बाद के मैं शागिर्द में से सुपरिटेंडेंट रिचर्ड हैगरिस, थैंक यू वेरी काइंडली फॉर बीइंग विद अस एंड आई लुक फॉरवर्ड व्हेनेवर यू कम टू टोरंटो. आई विश आई कैन welcome you and see you here at the studio.
No, I guess before you say that, I guess we will come here once before his retirement.
I
will ask the time. Before his retirement, I want to come here once again as a police officer. After that, he will be coming without. I want to come with a uniform.
No, I definitely would love to welcome you.
Am I right? Am I allowed, Majid Bhai?
100%. You are most welcome.
This is your own studio.
I know that. That's why I came.
And
I called you this morning and I said I want to.
There are times that, of course, this business is run by the commercials. But anything what we do for the community, because these are the listeners who make the difference. And those are not paid commercials. Those are community things. Now, if some of the people from our community get into these positions, no matter who they are, and I am ready to run top of the hour this message, so that if anybody in our community with my skin color can get into this position, that will be a pleasure for me. And of course, this cause is a great cause. Aap agar Pakistani hain, Indian hain, Bangladeshi hain, agar aap Canadian citizen hain, to aap apply kar sakte hain. Ye 21st September ko program hai, jisme 15 agencies jo hain, security agencies hongi, jisme Harun bhai ne jaise kaha police agencies hain, police ke different departments hain, hamari yahan ki army hai, hamari air force hai, hamari navy hai, aur pata nahi kaun kaun si 15 altogether. तो ये लोग होंगे और इसमें इनको बकायदा जो एयरफोर्स है उसने अपना नेवी ने अपना हेडक्वार्टर जो है वो दिया है. वहाँ पे ये प्रोग्राम होगा, सेमिनार होगा, सिंपोजियम होगा. इसके लिए आपको ट्रेन पे जाना होगा डाउनटाउन में. बेहतर है कि आप अपनी गाड़ी ना लेके जाएं, मगर 21 सितंबर को मार्क कर लें. इवन यू कैन यू नो इवन in army they join engineers and doctors, not in police.
We contract our doctors, so we don't have police officers who are doing a doctor's job, but we do have people who were doctors before who joined the police service later in life,
so they couldn't get USMLE and they got into the police department here.
Yeah, they were already doctors when they got in. We've got doctors, we have teachers and architects and all sorts of professionals and bank managers, people who've changed careers in later life because they always wanted to be a police officer because it always appealed to them. And it's a very rewarding career, and there's so much opportunity in Toronto because it's such a large service.
I just met PC Mann.
Yep.
She came here a few years ago, and she will be working with us as a liaison officer from the Toronto Police with my committee. And I think she came here, about 6-8 years ago?
Something
like that. And she's a police officer with Toronto Police.
Wow.
So, I mean,
there is an opportunity for you as well. 21st September. Haroon@Rogers.com. 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 You can email, you can get the information. And then, of course, we will be informing you about this event. This is 21st of September. Subuh se leke sham talak hoga. And it will be in downtown Bathurst and Lakeshore. Pe ye program hoga. Haroon@Rogers.com. Superintendent Richard Haggardus, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there are people, when we meet them, they leave, we'll get a lifelong impression on us. Lifelong impression on us.
And you're one of those people who leave a lifelong impression on me.
Such a kind person. Thank you. Haroon bhai, aapko bahut shukriya.
Bhabhi, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this is a paid program. It cost you money, and I'm seeing you have given me given me about 1.5 hours of free time, no commercial. I don't know how to thank. But you are the one who will take this, you will take my dream to the top. And
I understand. I understand.
You can do that.
And you know what?
And Majid Jamal, of course, he's there. He's there.
Amir is sitting in the next room.
Yes.
Zishan is sitting in there. Sarvat is here. So it's all
it's a team. It's a team. And I must say that you are very lucky. You have a team of these people who are supporting you. This is the team, but you have the ability to get this team together.
Yep.
Am I right? Mm-hmm. Majid bhai doesn't look like a very easy man to me, but he's here for many years.
Awesome.
So this guy is.
He always has a smile on his face, and he's always welcoming. So
somebody said, "This is a very question. Can you arrest Majid Jamal?"
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
See, and that's funny because I won't tell a story over the air. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you a story afterwards about just that what your listener is requesting.
Please arrest Majid Jamal. This is my request. It's my humble request. There is a communication gap. So my question is, how can we fill a gap? What is the Facebook page for the South Asian recruitment? What is the Facebook page?
South Asian Recruitment Symposium.
So it is not done yet.
It is there. The page is there.
South Asian. South Asian Recruitment Symposium. Another question was, Naushad Ahmed, there is a communication gap. So my question is that how can we fill the gap? Between the officers and the community, I don't understand this question. I'm sorry for that. But Naushad bhai, if you can ask that question, I can definitely reply that.
One simple way is just to go up and say hello to the police officer you see, and don't be afraid to do so. Right there, you'll break down a communication barrier.
You're ice breaking.
Exactly.
Ice breaking.
But who wants Majid bhai to be arrested? I mean, I want to know.
Mere bade pair kaun hai?
Achha.
Bade pair kaun. This man must be arrested.
Let him know that there's no hardware made as yet which can arrest him.
Thank you so much.
Majid bhai is a
There is no handcuffs done yet.
Majid bhai is a sweet man. Thank you. Or is there any age limit? Questions ab aaye hain. Is there any age limit for the recruitment?
We've hired, in the last few years, we've hired people who I said who've had careers before. We've hired a gentleman who used to be a bank manager who was in his late 40s. We hired him as a police officer. We hired somebody, I believe this year, who was in their mid-40s as a police officer. So just because you're over 30 or over 40, that doesn't stop us from taking you and considering you, because you have so much more to bring to the table, because you've got life experience and employment experience and special skills. So get the education, get something that's diverse, and bring a whole bunch of things to the table that make you stand out or shine.
There you are.
Thank you very much. We'll take some commercials now. Harun Bhai ka and
Bhabhi, thank you so very much.
Haggardus ka bahut shukriya ki woh hamare saath hain. Aap logon ka bahut shukriya that you stayed with us. Thank you very much. Chandik sponsors, and welcome back. Saath rahiye hamare.
Business run karna mushkil hai. So printer ki problem se ise aur mushkil kyun banaye? Faster aur smarter print karein apne naye HP OfficeJet Pro printer ke saath. और सब्सक्राइब करें HP Instant Ink, Canada's only ink subscription service, जो इंक आपके घर पहुंचाए खत्म होने से पहले. आज ही खरीदें न्यू HP Office Jet Pro Printer और सब्सक्राइब करें HP Instant Ink starting at $399 a month. Visit hp.ca या अपने नजदीकी HP retailer.
नॉर्थ अमेरिका का सबसे बड़ा हलाल फूड फेस्टिवल आपके अपने शहर टोरंटो में जुलाई 20 और 21 द इंटरनेशनल सेंटर मिसिसागा एंट्रेंस 5. फॉर मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन कॉल 647-286-5727 647-286-5727.
The world of endless options FPL brings for the first time the finest from Pakistan. Pakistan ke behtareen designers exhibiting at Hilton Garden Inn, Mississauga, Eglinton and Matheson, Toronto on the 13th of July from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this one from Fashion Pakistan Lounge.
बेटे की शादी की तारीख पक्की हो गई है और कोई शादी हॉल ही नहीं मिल रहा.
अच्छा, देखते हैं.
मैंने तो अपने बेटे की शादी उसी हॉल में करानी है.
अरे भाई, किस हॉल में?
वही हॉल जहां अहमद साहब के बेटे की शादी हुई थी. याद है, वेन्यू भी जबरदस्त था और खाना सबने कितना पसंद किया था.
अच्छा, आप कैपिटल बैंक्वेट सेंटर की बात कर रही हैं?
हाँ हाँ, कैपिटल बैंक्वेट सेंटर 6435 डिक्सी रोड पर. किसी भी तकरीब या कॉर्पोरेट इवेंट के लिए एक ही नाम, कैपिटल बैंक्वेट सेंटर 6435 डिक्सी रोड इन मिसिसागा 9056700635 9056700635.
बटाला सुपर मार्केट, बटाला सुपर मार्केट, हलाल मीट ते सब्जियां नाले फल भी ताजा मिलदे. इत्थे मछली अंडे दूध दही ते सस्ते चावल मिलदे. भल्ले पकौड़ियां ताजा मिठाइयां गर्म समोसे मिलदे. बटाला सुपर मार्केट,
स्कॉर्पियो दी वाहिद ते मिसाली सुपर मार्केट, बटाला सुपर मार्केट 200 मार्कम रोड स्कॉर्पियो, मार्कम रोड ते एग्लिंटन दा संगम. फोन 416-264-3111.
इंश्योर प्रो फाइनेंशियल सर्विस से फजल बतू, जिनका है 27 साल से लाइफ इंश्योरेंस इंडस्ट्री का एक्सपीरियंस. आजकल के दौर में तो कुछ भी फ्री नहीं मिलता, इवन मशवरा भी. सवाल छोटा हो या बड़ा, आप कॉल कर लीजिए, मशवरे की कोई फीस नहीं. चाहे लेनी हो लाइफ इंश्योरेंस, क्रिटिकल, डिसेबिलिटी, ट्रैवल और अदर इंश्योरेंस, टैक्स प्लानिंग और रिटायरमेंट प्लानिंग के लिए, देर ना करें कि इससे पहले देर हो जाए. फजल बतूत को कॉल कर लीजिए 647-286-4285.
Impressive quality of food and top-notch service. Best Aleem in Toronto. Lazeez Biryani. Ye hai Mississauga ke Master Biryani and Grill. Inke menu mein hai shamil Biryani, Haleem, Pie, Nihari, Chicken Tikka, Kebab and Fresh Naans. Also special halwa puri served on Saturdays. All reasonably priced at 2580 Shepherd Avenue, Mississauga, Newen Center. Call at 905-276-0666. 905-276-0666.
Complete Home Furniture Appliances की शानदार ग्रैंड ओपनिंग के बाद अभी भी उनके नो टैक्स इवेंट का फायदा उठा सकते हैं. घर के तमाम फर्नीचर और अप्लायंसेस के लिए लेटेस्ट स्टाइल्स, कलर्स, फैब्रिक और मटेरियल्स, मॉडर्न, ट्रेडिशनल, कंटेम्प्रेरी फर्नीचर. तो याद रहे एक ही नाम, Complete Home Furniture and Appliances. और हाँ, आपके घर की मुनासिबत से फर्नीचर की खरीदारी में नो कॉस्ट, फ्री एडवाइस. तो आइए 547 स्टील्स एवेन्यू ईस्ट इन ब्रैम्पटन 905-244-6663-905-244-4463.
मैं चाहती हूँ कि मेरे बेटे की शादी का वेन्यू बहुत ही यूनिक हो.
तो फिर तो हमें सिर्फ कैलेडन कंट्री क्लब को ही चूज करना चाहिए.
कैलेडन कंट्री क्लब, आपकी ब्रेथ टेकिंग सेरेमनीज के लिए, जहां पर आप वॉकआउट टेरेस के साथ खूबसूरत रिवर रूम 250 गेस्ट के लिए बुक करवा सकते हैं और हमारे गोल्फ कोर्स और क्रेडिट रिवर की सीनिक ब्यूटी का भी लुत्फ ले सकते हैं। इसके अलावा फर्स्ट टाइम एवर ऑन्टारियो में हम आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं बैंक्वेट हॉल मेड ऑफ ग्लास, ब्यूटीफुल स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट, जिसमें तकरीबन 600 गेस्ट की कैपेसिटी है। शादी ब्याह की तकरीब हो या फिर मेहंदी अकीका, हर तरह की पार्टीज के लिए कैलेडन कंट्री क्लब इज द परफेक्ट फॉर योर ड्रीम इवेंट्स। कॉल 416-887-4564, 2121 ओल्ड बेसलाइन रोड, कैलेडन, कैलेडन कंट्री क्लब।
मुझे फैमिली स्पॉन्सर करना, कैसे? अच्छे से इमिग्रेशन कंपनी का नंबर बोलो जे।
ICC इमिग्रेशन MD RD मिलो तो अनु सही सलाह दे के तो अड़ा केस बहुत जल्दी फाइल कर देंगे।
MD या RD? ओ IC
IC नहीं ICC।
ओके, एड्रेस बोलो।
1137 डेरी रोड ईस्ट मिसिसागा, टेलीफोन 905-400-2424।
ओ ICC।
फिर ICC? ICC बोलो।
ICC इमिग्रेशन 905-461-2424।
हाँ, एदना बढ़ती गल।
आईओ।
क्या आप वाकई में अपने ख्वाबों को हकीकत बनाना चाहते हैं और करना चाहते हैं रियल स्टेट की बाइंग, सेलिंग या इन्वेस्टमेंट? इसीलिए वसीउद्दीन है क्लाइंट्स की फर्स्ट चॉइस, बिकॉज नो क्लाइंट इज बिग और स्मॉल फॉर हिम, कई साल के तजर्बे के साथ। इसके अलावा प्री कंस्ट्रक्शन की बेशुमार डील्स लिए ताकि आप आगे बढ़े और अपने ख्वाब पूरे करें। सो कॉल वसी एट 416-566-3642 और लॉग ऑन टू homesbyvasi.com।
जी समय खराब, वेलकम बैक टू रेडियो साजो आवाज। 5:45, 5:46 और 2 सेकंड हमारी घड़ियों में हो चुके हैं और साहब अब लिए चलूंगा आपके पते की बात करवाएंगे और कहां पर ऑल डेस्ट सॉल्यूशंस के मोहम्मद सिद्दीक साहब मेरे साथ हैं। काम ही इनका ये है आपकी खिदमत करना, क्योंकि अगर आपने कोई कर्जा लिया हुआ है, आप या आपके घर वालों में या कोई दोस्त अहबाब में किसी ने कर्जा लिया है कुछ दिनों पहले एंड देने से कासिर हैं आप, तो उसका भी इलाज जनाब मोहम्मद सिद्दीक करते हैं। ऑल डेस्ट सॉल्यूशन इनकी कंपनी का नाम है। किस तरह करते हैं, कैसे करते हैं, ये तो खुद बताएंगे मोहम्मद सिद्दीक साहब। फ़ोन नंबर पहले नोट कर लें इनका, 4166710577, 4166710577 इनका फ़ोन नंबर है। सिद्दीक भाई अस्सलाम वालेकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू। सर कैसे हैं आप?
वालेकुम अस्सलाम भाई, मैं बिल्कुल ठीक ठाक।
जी फरमाइए। तो मैंने कहा कि अगर कोई इन मुश्किलात में फंसा हुआ है तो आप उनकी मुश्किलात को आसान कर सकते हैं, कैसे कर सकते हैं?
बिल्कुल माहिद भाई, हाँ, गवर्नमेंट ऑफ कनाडा ने एक राइट किया हुआ है, अगर आप किसी भी वजह से डेट में चले जाते हैं तो अपने क्रेडिटर से आप रिलीफ ले सकते हैं। उसके लिए कई ऑप्शन अवेलेबल है। अब डिपेंड करता है कौन सा ऑप्शन किसको सूट करेगा। वो जब क्लाइंट्स हमारे ऑफिस में आते हैं, मैं उनके साथ बैठ के उनकी सिचुएशन को रिव्यू करके उनको गाइड करता हूँ कि कौन सा ऑप्शन उनको बेहतर रहेगा और उसके लिए कौन से स्टेप्स लेना होंगे, उसमें रिलीफ कितना मिलेगा, मंथली पेमेंट कितनी बनेगी उनकी और उसके कॉन्सिक्वेंसेज क्या फेस करना पड़ेंगे। और मेरा मैसेज स्पेशली महेश भाई उन लोगों के लिए है जो लास्ट 2-3 महीने से मिनिमम पेमेंट्स कर रहे हैं या एक क्रेडिट कार्ड का बिल दूसरे क्रेडिट कार्ड से पे कर रहे हैं, चाहे वो डेट छोटा है $500 का है या बड़ा डेट है $500,000 का है, इसको इग्नोर ना करें, क्योंकि छोटा डेट जो है वो बाद में जाके बड़ा बनता है। कभी भी ऐसा नहीं होगा किसी पे डायरेक्टली $1,00,000-$2,00,000 का डेट हो गया हो, पहले $5,000-$10,000 से शुरू होता है और फिर चलते चलते ये $1,00,000-$2,00,000 पे जाता है। अगर आप इसको इग्नोर करेंगे, यकीन करें आपका पैसा भी ज़ाया होगा और बाद में आपका क्रेडिट भी ज़्यादा ख़राब होगा। अगर आप इसी शुरू से इसको रियलाइज करते हैं, स्टेप्स लेते हैं, तो हो सकता है आपका क्रेडिट भी ख़राब ना हो, सिर्फ और सिर्फ मनी मैनेजमेंट करके या हाई इंटरेस्ट क्रेडिट कार्ड को लो इंटरेस्ट में कन्वर्ट करवा के आप अपना मसला हल कर सकते हैं। तो उसमें हम आपकी हेल्प करते हैं, अगर उसके लिए आप क्वालिफाई करते हैं तो। कोई भी आपकी सिचुएशन है, आप एक दफा आके मुझसे मिल लें, मेरे ऑफिस में फ्री कंसल्टेशन है, प्राइवेसी का पूरा पूरा ख्याल रखा जाता है, आए इन्फॉर्मेशन लें और उसके बाद देखें कि आपको क्या करना है। क्योंकि मैंने पिछले 18 साल में ये देखा है कि 90% लोग हमें उस वक्त कॉल करते हैं जब वो कम से कम $40,000-$50,000 इंटरेस्ट की सूरत में जाया कर चुके होते हैं और सारे क्रेडिट कार्ड भर चुके होते हैं और उनके पास और ऑप्शन कोई नहीं होता बिल पेमेंट करने का, तो हमें कॉल करते हैं, आखिरी ऑप्शन समझते हैं इसको, इसको आखिरी ऑप्शन न समझें, फर्स्ट ऑप्शन के तौर पर इसको लें, हमारे ऑफिस में आके इन्फॉर्मेशन लें और उसके बाद देखें। नंबर है 416 6710577 4161 6710577 पे कॉल करके आप मुझसे रब्ता कर सकते हैं। अगर आपका डेट चाहे क्रेडिट कार्ड्स का है, वो लाइन ऑफ क्रेडिट है, वो पर्सनल लोन्स हैं, इनकम टैक्स है, पर्सनल बिजनेस का लोन है, किसी किस्म का भी अनसिक्योर्ड कर्ज अगर आप पे है तो हम आपकी उसमें हेल्प कर सकते हैं, आपको डेट फ्री करने में हेल्प करते हैं, उसके लिए कई ऑप्शन अवेलेबल है हमारे पास।
और ये नहीं कि सिर्फ आप उनका कर्जा माफ करवा के उनको फिर अपने हाल पे छोड़ देते हैं, उसके बाद भी आप उनकी मदद करते रहते हैं, वो कैसे?
बिल्कुल मैं तो ये, अगर इसमें कोई ऑप्शन ऐसा वो चूज करते हैं जिसमें क्रेडिट हर्ट होता है तो हम अपने क्लाइंट को एनरोल करते हैं क्रेडिट रिबिल्ड प्रोग्राम में, उनको बताते हैं कैसे क्रेडिट बिल्ड करना है, कौन से स्टेप्स लेने हैं, क्रेडिट रिपोर्ट कब चेक करनी है, कैसे अपडेट करवानी है, ये सारी चीजें साथ साथ हम बताते रहते हैं। और मैं अपने क्लाइंट के साथ उस वक्त तक रहता हूँ जब तक कि वो वापस बैक टू ट्रैक में नहीं लेके आ जाते। इस डर से घर पे मत बैठे कि मुझे दोबारा क्रेडिट नहीं मिलेगा या मेरे एसेट चले जाएंगे। अगर इस डर से आप बैठे हैं तो एक दफा आके मुझसे मिल लें, मैं आपको बताऊंगा कि हम आपके एसेट्स को लीगल तरीके से कैसे बचाएंगे, चाहे वो आपका पेड ऑफ घर है, चाहे ज्यादा इक्विटी है घर में, चाहे मॉर्गेज पे है। और दूसरा, अगर आपका इसमें क्रेडिट हर्ट होता है तो हम कितनी देर में आपको क्रेडिट बिल्ड करवा देंगे, ये मैं आपको पहले मीटिंग में ही बता दूंगा। और ये मैं गारंटी करता हूँ कि आपको 7-8 साल तक क्रेडिट लेने के लिए बिल्कुल वेट नहीं करना पड़ेगा। आप एक दफा आके मुझसे मिल लें, नंबर है 4166710577। और हमारे ऑफिस में मेन चीज ये है महेश भाई कि हम अपने क्लाइंट को रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं, अपने क्लाइंट के लिए काम करते हैं। जब भी मैं क्लाइंट के साथ बैठता हूँ उनका केस इन डिटेल रिव्यू करके, अगर मुझे लगता है कि इनको रिलीफ लेना चाहिए तो उस तरफ उनको बताता हूँ, अगर कोई और ऑप्शन उससे बेहतर हो तो उस तरफ उनको बता दूँ ये ऑप्शन बेहतर है, ये आप अवेल करें। और अगर मैं रिव्यू करने के बाद केस आपका लूंगा तो इस चीज की मैं गारंटी करता हूँ कि मेरे ऑफिस से आपको कभी भी कोई सरप्राइज नहीं मिलेगा। जो मैं आपसे वादा करूंगा पहले दिन उसके मुताबिक आपका केस अप्रूव करवा के अप्रूवल लेटर आपके हाथ में दूंगा। उसके बाद आपने हमारी फीस पे करनी है, उससे पहले कुछ आपने पे नहीं करना। और कंसल्टेशन चाहे आप एक दफा मेरे ऑफिस में आते हैं, बार बार आते हैं, कुछ आपने पे नहीं करना। ऐसा नहीं कि पहली दफा तो फ्री होगी दोबारा आएंगे तो कुछ पे करना पड़ेगा, नहीं, जितनी बार आएंगे फ्री कंसल्टेशन है। अगर और उसके बाद अगर आपको लगता है कि मैं आपकी हेल्प कर सकता हूँ तो अपना केस दें, और अगर मैं आपका केस लूंगा तो किसी किस्म का सरप्राइज नहीं मिलेगा। फीस आपने तब पे करनी है जब आपका केस हल हो जाएगा, मसला आपका हल होगा और आपके आपके हाथ में अप्रूवल लेटर होगा। हमारी लोकेशन स्कार्बरो में है, मार्कम एंड एलिजमर के पास, इटोबिको में हेड ऑफिस है किपलिंग और एक्सटेल के पास, मिसागा में है, टामकिन डंडास के पास, और ब्रैम्पटन में है डिक्सी और बवेड के पास। जो भी लोकेशन आपको नजदीक पड़ती है कॉल करके अपॉइंट बुक करें, मिले आके, और उसके बाद घर जाके डिसाइड करें कि आपको क्या करना है।
ऑल डेट सॉल्यूशन के मोहम्मद सिद्दीक साहब 4166710577 इनका फोन नंबर है। सामने कराम, जैसे आपने सुना कि अगर आप पे छोटा कर्जा हो, बड़े से बड़ा कर्जा हो, आप मोहम्मद सिद्दीक साहब से जाके मुलाकात कीजिए और एवरीथिंग इज ट्रांसपेरेंट। आप ये नहीं होगा कि भाई आपको कुछ बताया जाएगा और कुछ और होगा, जो ये कहेंगे, जो वादा करेंगे, इसकी मैं भी गारंटी देता हूँ आपके इंशाल्लाह रिजल्ट वैसे ही आएगा। ऑल डेस्ट सॉल्यूशंस के मोहम्मद सिद्दीक साहब से जाके मुलाकात कीजिए, छोटा कर्जा बड़ा कर्जा एक दफ़ा जाके मुलाकात कीजिए, इट डजंट कॉस्ट यू एनीथिंग, विन विन सिचुएशन है, एंड जाके मुलाकात कीजिए बस इनसे। 4166710577 4166710577 मोहम्मद सिद्दीक का फ़ोन नंबर है। बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया सर आपका।
अल्लाह
हाफिज़। मोहम्मद सिद्दीक से मैंने आपकी बातचीत करवाई। और सब एक और खूबसूरत गीत की तरफ ले चलते हैं हम आपको। सारा रजा की आवाज़, नबील शौकत की आवाज़, समाप्त फरमाइए।
लगा मुझे जैसे तूने कुछ कहा, तेरी सरगोशी थी कोई या थी पागल हवा, खो गया है मेरा दिल कहाँ, लग रहा है नया ये जहाँ, बुझे हुए दिल की ये कली धीरे धीरे खिल गई, मेरी दुनिया संवर गई, तुझ मुझे मिल गई, छोड़ कर दिल जलों का जहां, चल कहीं ले चले जाने जा। धीरे धीरे यूं लगा मुझे जैसे तूने कुछ कहा, तेरी सरगोश खामोशी थी कोई अति पागल हवा सामने धीरे धीरे यूं लगा मुझे जैसे तूने कुछ कहा
तेरी सरगोशी थी कोई अति पागल हवा का जीना मरना मेरा
जी साहब सारा रजा नबील शौकत की आवाज़ में धीरे धीरे आपने समाप्त फरमाया बहुत ही खूबसूरत गीत होपफुली आपको पसंद आया होगा भाई इसके साथ ही मैं आपसे इजाज़त चाहता हूँ जो हमें टीवी पे ई आवाज़ पे वॉच कर रहे थे और जो हमें फेसबुक पे वॉच कर रहे थे आई थैंक यू सो मच इंशाल्लाह ताला कल फिर 4 to 6 तक हम आपकी खिदमत में हाजिर होंगे जो रेडियो पे हमें सुन रहे हैं वो सुनते रहें क्योंकि 9 तक रेडियो पे 770 AM पर हम आपके साथ होंगे और जो टीवी और फेसबुक पे देख रहे थे भाई आपके लिए एक आसान सा नंबर बता दूं मैं 6475571017 6475571017 पे आप डायल करें और रेडियो पे हम हमारे साथ 9 तक क्या पूरी रात आप रह सकते हैं 9 तक हम आपके साथ होंगे समाप्त हुआ कुछ स्पॉन्सर्स के पैगाम टॉप ऑफ द आवर उसके फौरी बाद प्रोग्राम में वापस आएंगे 4166201778 हमारा फोन नंबर है
बिजनेस रन करना मुश्किल है सो प्रिंटर की प्रॉब्लम से इसे और मुश्किल क्यों बनाएं फास्टर और स्मार्टर प्रिंट करें अपने नए HP ऑफिस जेट प्रो प्रिंटर के साथ और सब्सक्राइब करें HP इंस्टेंट इंक कनाडाज ओनली इंक सब्सक्रिप्शन सर्विस जो इंक आपके घर पहुंचाए खत्म होने से पहले आज ही खरीदें न्यू HP ऑफिस जेट प्रो प्रिंटर और सब्सक्राइब करें HP इंस्टेंट इंक स्टार्टिंग एट $399 a month विजिट hp.ca या अपने नजदीकी HP रिटेलर
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो
ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ
SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000
The world of endless options FPL brings for the first time the finest from Pakistan. Pakistan ke behtareen designers exhibiting at Hilton Garden Inn, Mississauga, Eglinton and Matheson, Toronto on the 13th of July from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this one from Fashion Pakistan Lounge.
North America ka sabse bada halal food festival aapke apne shehar Toronto mein July 20 aur 21 The International Center Mississauga Entrance 5 For more information call 647-286-5727 647-286-5727